Mr. Bates, another example of following the custom of the place or taking the stringencies of two different places. And this example refers to Shemitah, which is once every 7 years when it is forbidden to work the land in Eretz Yisrael. And the halacha is that any produce which grows during the Shemitah year, even if one didn't work the land but it grew by itself, one is only allowed to eat that food for as long as that food is still available in the fields for animals to eat. It's out of Pesukim that as long as animals which are roaming around will find some of that produce still in the field, so human beings are allowed to continue eating it in the house. But once that season has ended and that produce is no longer found in the fields, then there is a mitzvah of biur, which refers to removing and declaring odorless that produce which he has in his house. Now in Maseches Shviyas, it is taught that Eretz Yisrael is split into three different areas. And so if, let's say, all of a particular produce is no longer found in a particular area of Eretz Yisrael, in one of the three areas, so then the mitzvah of biur would apply in that entire area. Now what happens is the Mishnah Kaletzeboy is a similar case, a similar example of following the custom of the place, or taking on the stringencies of either place. Hamelich Peis Shviyas, one who brings Shmita produce, Mimkoim Shekolu, from a area of Eretz Yisrael, from one of the three areas, where it has been finished in the fields, and therefore the obligation of beer has come into effect. Limkoim Shaloikolu, to a place in Eretz Yisrael, where it has not yet finished and gone from the field. Or the opposite, Limkoim Shaloikolu, Limkoim Shekolu, from a place where it has not been finished in the field to a place where it has, and therefore to a place where the chiyuv of biur has begun. Says Mishnah once again, he needs to take the stringencies of either place, so in either of the two above cases, chayv levayer, he would be obligated in biur. Now there's a machlokes in Maseches Shviyas about somebody who pickles a few different vegetables together, such that each vegetable absorbs the taste of the other ones as well. And they're different types of vegetables, which means that each vegetable has a different time for biur. So the question arises that when one of the vegetables' biur time arrives, are all of the vegetables considered obligated in biur because they all absorb the taste of that vegetable as well? Or is only that vegetable itself obligated in biur? Or perhaps there's a third opinion there as well, which says that even that vegetable is not obligated in biur, because that vegetable also absorbed from the other vegetables whose biur time has not yet arrived. And only something which is 100% fully liable to biur needs to be gotten rid of. Be it as it may, the opinion which we just mentioned, the Tanakama, holds that there is no obligation of biur on any of the vegetables. Until the biur time has come for all of them, there's no obligation of biur. But Rabbi Yehuda says, he follows another one of the opinions over there, which is that you only need to get rid of that vegetable itself. Omim lo, we say to him, say, go out, v'hove lo chaf ata, and bring for yourself also. Meaning, go and look and see if there's any of that vegetable left in the field, and since there isn't, you need to get rid of this as well. But you do not need to get rid of the other vegetables, because they themselves, their beer time has not yet arrived.